ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם יתברך, we have פרשת ואירה. And we see in this week פרשת that הקדוש ברוך הוא brings, start to bring the מכות on פרעו, one after the other, until פרעו at the end, he had no choice obviously, and he gave up, and he sent בני ישראל. חכים לתלס את פרעו, in the beginning he was stubborn, he didn't want to send בני ישראל, until הקדוש ברוך הוא, he sent him all the מכות, at the end, he did send Ben Israel. That means, what did he gain from being stubborn? Nothing, he just got more makot. That's it, but that's how the nature of the person. He said he thinks that he's going to win, even though here that he's fighting, who's he starting up with? So with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who could start up with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? But that's what Parao Rasha, he thought that Liye or Ivan Asitini, he thought that he's God. And in the beginning, he didn't believe that Moshe Aharon, they were messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He thought they're also mechashvim, just like his advisors. So in the beginning, he didn't listen to them until Makkah after the other, until they proved it to him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling everything in the world. He controlled the Shamayim, controlled the earth, he controlled the war, controlled everything. Until at the end, he realizes that he says, Adonai Tzadik, Vani Bi'ami Harsha'im. Until he said, "Mi kamocha ba'elim Adonai, mi kamocha ander b'kodesh." Said, "Who said that statement?" Parao. Parao said that statement. "Mi kamocha ba'elim Hashem, mi kamocha ander b'kodesh." Until he reached that point, was already too late. Mitzrayim was destroyed completely, and he, the Midrashim tell us that Parao, he stayed alive. He was spared. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told him, "Ba'abur zot he'ematicha, ba'abur haroticha et kohi." ולמען ספר שמי בכל הארץ, המדרשים תלס, that later on, פרעו, he became the king of Nineveh, and when Yonah Nabi came and he told him the Nebuah, פרעו, that פרעו, the king, he already knew what הקדוש ברוך הוא could do, therefore, he did the teshubah, him and his, all his people, and he made them to teshubah, and Nineveh was spared. So you see here, we'll talk about בעזרת השם today, about one of the מכות that הקדוש ברוך הוא brought on them. We have the last makah of the parasha, which is makat barad. See, l'chaora, something interesting by makat barad. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vayomer Adonai el Moshe, hashkim b'boker, v'yitiyasev lefnei Farao, v'yamarta elav." What should you tell him? "Ko amar Adonai Elohei Abrim, shalachet ami v'yabduni." You have to let my people go, because if not, "Ki b'pa'am azot, ani sholeach et kol magifotai el lebecha." ובעבדיך ובעמך בעבור תדע כי אין כמוני בכל הארץ. So this time, I'm going to bring all my מכות. You're going to get them, you פרעו. You're going to get all the מכות. Until you're going to realize, until you're going to admit that I am הקדוש ברוך הוא, אין כמוני בכל הארץ. See, he told him, כי אתה שלחתי את ידי ואחותיך ואת עמך בדבר ותקחם נעס. I brought upon you already a few מכות. But now this מכה, all my plagues, they're going to come upon you until you're going to give up, you're going to send B'nai Israel. And for Shem, our brother, what do the Torah, what did the Kadosh Baruch Hu meant by saying, "Ki b'pa'am azot ani sholeach kol magifotai," all my magifot. Sending only one makah. What's kol magifotai? What's kol magifotai? So I saw here the Rashbam, he told us here on the spot, magifotai, why is it lashon rabbim? It's one magifa, makat barad. He says here, כל מיני חבלות והקאות, אש וברד ואבני אל גביש וגופרית ושלג וכיתור. So all kind of מכות, they came together with the ברד. Why? Because the ברד was like a hail. Hail on its own, it caused damage. Especially that there was fire inside. ואש מתלקחת בתוך הברד. It was coming down hard, like rocks. אש וברד ואבני אל גביש וגופרית ושלג וכיתור. All kind of makot are mixed up over here. And you see also that this makat caused, really it caused a lot of damage. It broke, the pasuk tells us clearly later on, וַיַּחַב בָּרַד בְּכֹל אֶרֶץ מִצְרָיִם אֶת כָּל אֲשֶׁר בְּשָׂדֶה מֵאָדָם עַד בְּהֵמָה וְאֶת כָּל עֵשֶׂה בְּשָׁדֶה יַכָּב בָּרַד וְאֶת כָּל עֵשֶׂה שָׁדֶה שְׁבֵּר. So it caused a lot of damage. It's not only makat barad, it's makat barad with whatever comes together with it, and the fire was burning. And everything was coming at one shot. Therefore, the pasuk calls it here magifotai lashon rabim. Let's hear what the Rashbam tells us here. I saw also Rabbeinu Bahya. Also, he tells us here at kol magifotai. He said al derech habshat kara lemakat habarad kol magifotai. Why are you calling this makan plural language kol magifotai? In penesh b'makat habarad nechlalot magifot harbe al haadam ve'al behema. וזהו מאדם ועד בהמה. So this makat caused harm, caused damage not only to the behemot, also to human. Like you see, the pasuk tells us, "Hayare devar Adonai me'abdei Farao, hinis ta'abdei v'tmutnei v'ol ha'sadeh." Ba'ashir lo sam lebol devar Hashem, let him be strong. Let him show us his power. Let him leave his behemoth in the field. And what happened? All of them, they died. Whatever was in the field, everything died. Like I just read you the pasuk, "Ve'yachah barad et kol asher b'sadeh, me'adam ad behemah." And if this is not enough, it's called "Aisa sadeh sheber." ושבירת כל האלנות, ואין צריך לומר, עבוד התבואה והפירות, וכל טוב הארץ, מרוב הפלגת קרירות הברד. So therefore, it caused a lot of damage, not only one makah, it caused a lot of damage, therefore the pasuk calls it here, מגפותיים. That's what he says, רבינו בחייה, על דרך הפשט. ועל דרך המדרש, he said, היה הברד מכה ומשבר האלנות, והאש שורפת את השורשים. ולא הייתה צנת הברד מתשת כוח האש, ולא כוח האש מחלה צנת הברד. Said, even though there were two extremes together, put together, how could that be? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osei Shalom B'mrumav, the fire and the snow, the ice doesn't go together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Ve'hi barad ve'esh metakachat b'toch ha-barad. It was inside. So he said here, Al Derech HaMidrash, he says, Rabbeinu Bahya, the barad was breaking all the trees, destroyed all the trees, and the fire was burning all the shurashim also. That means if the tree, something happened, a branch fell off, eventually with the time is going to grow again. But here the fire's eating also the shurashim. No more tree whatsoever. So that's the case. It's not called magifotai. Therefore he calls it here, Lashon Rabbim magifotai. But what's interesting, that Rashi tells us over here, כי בפעם הזאת אני שולח את כל מגפותיי אל לבך, רשי סייז, למדנו מכאן שמכת בכורות שכולה כנגד כל המכות. So from here we learned that מכת בכורות את הקדוש ברוך הוא הברות on המצריים was compared like all the other מכות. All the מפרשים, they don't know what's going on here in Rashi. Who's mentioning here מכת בכורות? What's going on? ולמדנו מכאן, we learned from here מכת בכורות שכולה כנגד כל המכות. Who's talking about מכת בכורות here? Talking about מכת ברד. So what's going on over here? Some farshim they wanna they're saying it's a mistake in Rashi. Rashi meant to say makat batzoret. Lamadnu shemakat batzoret shekula kineged kol hamakot. Not makat bechorot. We're not talking about makat bechorot now. Makat batzoret when there's no food to eat, there's no tibua because the barad gonna destroy everything. It's a problem not only at the time of the makah. See all the other makot at the time of the makah they were suffering, but after the makah is over. Now they have relief. They calm down. But here, even after the makah is over, there's no food. No food to eat. So that's what some farshim, they want to be magiyah and the brere Rashi. Rashi, he wrote makat batzoret. Not makat bichorot. Why? Because they explained that in the Tfus Yashan of Rashi, old print of Rashi, he wrote, למדו מכאן שמם בית שכולה כנגד כל המכות. What's מם בית? מכת, they understood, מכת בכורות. No, מכת בצורת, he meant to say. He didn't mean to say מכת בכורות. מכת בצורת. That's a בצורת. So that's what some they are מגיעים. Some they want to say מכת בקורות. שוהדה בקורות. Said בקורות at the early ripening תבואה, all the fruits at the early, the tribes early, that's what מכת ברד, it destroyed everything. Like you see at the end of the parasha, what the pasuk tells us, והפשתה וסעורה נוקטה, כי הסעורה אבי ופשתה גבעול. Said all the פשתה and the סעורה and the body, all they got destroyed, because that's מכת בקורות. That's what they want to explain. That's many פירושים, as I said. Here also on the spot, you have the שפתי חכמים. Said, אין לפרש מכת בכורות. Cannot tell me, Rashi meant to tell me מכת בכורות. What's the connection? לכן פירש רבנו תם, something else, מכת בקורות. פירושו מלשון ביקורים. ונקראת כך, כי בברד לא לקה רק התבואה שבקרה, ובשלה כל סוחה, דכתיב, כי הסעורה בי ופשתה גבעון. כי פירש ראשי שבקרו. So it's only the early ripening תבואה, that's what got destroyed. ואם תאמר, now he's bothered, now it's שפתי חכמים, because Rashi himself, he told us in פרשת שמות, last week פרשה, the first time when משה רבנו came to פרעו, what he told him, the pasuk says here, said you should go to Paro, ואמרתי אל פרעו, כה אמר אדוני, בני בכורי ישראל. עם ישראל, they are my firstborn, they are my בכור. ואומר אליך, אמתני גיהו פרעו מלך מצרים, שלח את בני ויעבדני. Please let my people go. ואתם האלה שלחו, you're refusing. הנה אנוכי הורג את בתך בכוריך. He warned him, the first thing, with מכת בכורו. Why? Rashi told us over there on the spot, he quotes also Midrash Rabbah, Shemot Rabbah. Rashi says here, Hanei Anokhi Horeg, hi Makkah Aharona, which is Makkat Bechorot, ubah hetrahu tehalam, peni shehi kasha mekulam. Because Makkat Bechorot, that's it's harder than all the other Makkot. Vezehu sheneemar be'yob, hen el yasgib bechoho. Lefichach, mi chamuhu moreh. What does mean? Said Basar Vadam, the Midrash brings down, Masar Vadam, Habakesh Lehin Nakim Mehabiro, Ma'alim et Debarav, Shloi Bakesh Atzala. If someone wants to take revenge from his enemy or from his friend, whatever, he wants to take revenge from someone, he doesn't tell him that I'm coming to you, I'm planning on doing so and so to you. He's going to protect himself, he's going to run away from you. Obviously you have to come to him like you know bihaftaa. You have to come to him. You know, don't tell him your plan. If you're gonna give him your plan, he's gonna run away. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like this. Abal HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesgib bekocho. That is not scared. Ve'en yecholet lemalet biyado kiim beshubo elav. Lefichach hu morehu hu matre bo lashub. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tells you, I'm gonna bring so and so. Let's see what could you do to prevent it. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Unlike human being, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Yachol. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was telling Paro, every Makkah, tomorrow, if you're not going to let them go, I'm going to bring Makkah Dam, Safadiyah, Kanim, Arab, Debra, all the Makkot. He was warning him, almost all the Makkot, he was warning him, let's see what could you do to prevent it. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like this. So you see from here, that Rashi tells us here, that Makkat Bechorot was the worst Makkah. How come here Rashi is telling us here, according to Rabbeinu Tam, as he says here, he meant to say Makkat Bakurot or Makkat Batzoret, whatever you want to explain it. So, Lamadnu Shemakkat Batzoret, Shekula Kineged Kula Makkot. Not true. So, he's told him Makkat Bechorot, Shekula Kineged Kulam. The harder from all the other Makkot. So, what's going on here? He asks here the Siftei Chachamim, ואם תאמר פרשת שמות לעיל, פירש ראשי, הנה אנוכי הורג את בנך בכוריך, שמכת בכורות קשה מכולן. And here he tells us, מכת בצורת קשה מכולן. So which מכה is stronger and harder? מכת בכורות or מכת בצורת? מכת ברן. ויש לומר, דוודאי בעיני פרעו קשה מכת בכורות מכולם. So in the beginning, פרשת שמות, when he went to tell פרעו, he warned him about Makkat Bechorot, that's the hardest Makkah to Par'o. Makkat Barad, Par'o, he cared less. Why does Par'o care? That who's going to suffer from Makkat Barad? There's no food anymore to eat. That's Mistama, people that are, you know, the regular people, Ammi Aretz, that regular people, the Lata'am, they don't have money, they don't have food. So they're going to suffer, but Par'o doesn't bother him. He's a king. Obviously, he has extra storage. He has everything. It doesn't bother him. Pasuk, many makot tell us. Ve'ifen parao ve'yelech el-beto ve'levshat lebo gam lezot. He didn't even care. He cared less. So what if everything turned into blood? Who cares? Be the Egyptians are going to die. Who cares about them? As long as shalom alaych nafshi parao stayed alive, who cares? So it didn't bother. Makat bechoro, makat batzoret, doesn't bother parao. Therefore, when Moshe came to Par'o, in the beginning, the first time, he warned him by Makkat Bechorot, that's the hardest to Par'o. But Makkat Batzoret, that's the hardest to Par'o's servants, to Par'o's people, all the Misriim. But because Makkat Bechorot, only if someone who has Bechor is going to die, but that's only the Bechor. All the Misriim, they're going to stay alive. Even though Hakim tell us that also by Makkat Bechorot, they used to see a few people in the household used to die, let's say for different reasons, because they were mezanim and whatever the case is. But not all of them, they're going to die. It's not going to affect all the Misriim. But here, Makkat Batzoret, Makkat Barad, going to destroy all the Tu'ah. Everyone's going to feel it. ויש לומר דוודאי בעיני פרעו, קשה מכת בכורות מכולם, אבל בעיני העם, מכת ברד קשה להם יותר, שלא היה להם מה לאכול. כן? That's here what ספתח אחים תל אס, it's really that מכת בכורות is really the hardest to פרעו, but מכת ברד was hardest to פרעו's servants and all the מסרים in the matter of fact. But I saw also the אור החיים הקדוש, he tells us here, he said, נה אנכי שולח את כל מגפותי אל לביך. אור החיים הקדוש tells us here, קשה. הלא ראינו שהביע עליו עוד שלוש מכות אחרונות. It looks like the אור החיים הקדוש, he understood the word, כל מגפותי אל לביך, I'm going to bring the punchline. The punchline of my מכות. I understand that I already brought a few מכות before, but this is the last one. I'm going to bring the punchline, then you're going to send them. So it's not true. After Makat Parah, there's three more to go. Parashat Bo, you have three more Makot, like Ba'at Turim tells us, Parashat Bo, Bo is Gematria 3, remez that you have three more Makot in Parashat Bo. So what's the Pasuk telling us here? Kashi halo ra'inu shehbi alav od shalosh Makot ahayot. V'haya nera lomar, ki letzat shekula zu kineged kulam. Said probably, maybe because this Makah of Barad is compared kineged all the first six that he brought upon him. This is the hardest from the first six. והוא מה שאמרו חזל עיים בראשי, that we just read, שכולה מכת בכורות כנגד כל המכות. כן, whatever the מכת בכורות, מכת בקורות, he wants to say it, whatever it is, said, אולי שזו שכולה כנגד כל של לפניה שהם שש המכות. ומכת בכורות שכולה כנגד כל של לפניה. ומכת ברד בכלל. What does it mean? He tells us here, he said, L'cha'urad, he is also bothered, sounds like the same question of the Siftei HaChamim. Tells us, how come Rashi says here, Makat Batzoret, Kasha Mekulam, and over there it tells Makat Bechorot, Kasha Mekulam. He said, no, every Makat Batzoret over here by Makat Barad was Kasha Mekulam. What does it mean, Kasha Mekulam? It's harder than the first six that preceded it. In the beginning, he brought six makot. This is the seventh makah, makat barad, hardest from all the seven. When makat bichorot came, that makat bichorot is harder than all the makot, including makat barad. That's how he understood it. וכשאתה בא למניין, תהיה מכת בכורות שכולה כנגד 14 מכות. But if you're going to follow that pirush, now you see that makat bichorot compared like 14 makot together. Why? How did he get 14 makot? Because he said makat bechorot itself is compared kineged the previous six makot. That means makat bechorot itself is compared considered like six makot. And after that, how many makot you have other than makat barad itself and makat bechorot? You have another eight. You have makat barad that's compared like six, the first six makot, and forget about makat bechorot, that the last makot, we're talking about makat bechorot now. So the makat bechorot shekula kineged whatever preceded makat bechorot. What came before makat bechorot? You have nine makot, and number seven, which is makat barad, compared, it's like six. So you have eight plus six, that's 14. That's what he says over here. That's the pirush that Or HaChaim HaKadosh tells us here. However, he said, "Velo hanaani derech ze." He said he didn't like that pirush that much. He's gonna give us something else. Ve'nachon be'enai, shentkaven lomar elav ki be'emtzaut makazu yatel bo lehavin ulhargish b'magifot shehbi alav Hashem. Said, "What he meant to tell him with this makah, I'm gonna bring all magifot. It means with this makah, you're gonna realize that all the previous makot they were coming from me, from Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Don't think that the previous makot it was kishuf chas v'shalom, or Moshe was doing magic, or doing the kishuf. He said no. From this makah is gonna prove it to you that all the previous makot they're coming from me, they're coming from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't kishuf or hartumim or hachamim or whatever it is. Said Yuvan, כי בכל מכה ומכה שהביא עד עתה, לא היה מחליט פרעו בדעתו, כי הם מאלוהי היכולת. Until now, all this, the previous six מכות, פרעו, he didn't believe that they're coming from הקדוש ברוך הוא. והיה תולה במחשפות ומעשה שדים. איתות הוא הזה שמעשה שדים, כשפים, that's what פרעו thought so until now. וזה לך האות שגם החרטומים עושים כן. And the proof to this, also פרעו's החרטומים, they're also doing the same, just like what Moshe did. והגם שהייתה מכה שאמרו החרטומים, אצבע אלוהים היא, מכת דבר, the פרעו's advisors, they couldn't do anything about it. So how come by מכת דבר, it wasn't proof enough to פרעו, that Moshe is coming in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why it wasn't so much proof. So there is a place for Pharaoh to think, because the people who did not see the Sagat Moshe and Aaron in the world, and therefore they say yes. And in the world, they find a person who does not see it. So he said, even by Makat Deber, even though Pharaoh's best advisors, they couldn't do anything about it, they couldn't copy it, but still, Pharaoh thought, maybe Moshe and Aaron, they are bigger mechashvim than his own mechashvim. Probably in the world you'll find mechashvim just like Moshe and Aaron. But he didn't believe yet in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. לזה אמר אליו השם, כי בפעם הזאת, באמצעות המכה אשר אבי עליך, אני שולח את כל מגפותיי, שכבר הבאתי עליך אל לבך. So with this makah, I'm going to bring all the previous 6 makot, I'm going to bring it inside your heart. What does it mean? Now you're going to digest the previous 6 makot. You're going to understand all of them that came from me. How? Through this makah. Pirush, שתדע כי לא מעשה כשוף השדים הימה, אלא מעשה אלוהים. והוא אומרו מגפותיי בכינוי העושה אותם. מהי מגפות? I'm bringing the מגפות, not כשפים חס ושלום. I'm bringing it. והוא אומרו מגפותיי בכינוי העושה אותם, כי בראותך מכה נפלאה, אשר אין יכולת לשד ולא לכישוף לעשות, אפילו דומה של דומה, להוריד אש מן השמיים בפלאי פלאות, אז לראשונות תתבונן. He told them, here by to bring such a wondrous מכה from the heaven, from the שמיים, this no מחשב could do, even to bring plain rain. The Pasuk near Mia said, Hayesh behable hagoyim magshimim. Could any of all the mechashvim in the world, could they decide when to bring rain and when not to bring rain? That's only in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Gemara in the beginning of Ta'anit tells us, Shalosh maftahot lo nemsero biyat shum b'riya. One of them, they have a maftah of parnasah. There's some they want to say it's Rashi Tibbot of maftah. They have four maftahot, four keys. Mem is matar, that's a rain in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pe is parnasa in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you have taf is tihiyat amitim, tihiyat amitim in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then hayat, haya, which is you led it. When the baby decides to come out of the womb after the mother is pregnant, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. No one knows. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he decided what's the minute, the split of second that the time comes. It's only in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or to conceive also. It's also in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want, nothing helps. So here, that's what Hakim tell us. That's here what Orachim HaKadosh tell us, that with this, Hayesh Be'ablei Goyim Machshimim, even to bring rain, they cannot. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wanted to warn Am Yisrael not to do Abudah Zara, what he told them, Shamiru lachem penifte levavchem v'sartem v'avatem Elohim acharim ishtahavitim lahem. Then the punishment, what's going to be? V'harav Hashem v'chem v'lo yeh matar. There's no rain. What? That's the big deal, that there's no rain. Why he was warning them, there's not going to be rain. He should have told them, warned them by something else. If you're not going to follow my mitzvot, I'm going to bring makot. I'm going to bring Batsoret. I'm going to bring a lot of things you could say. Well, if you're not listening, no rain. I'm not going to bring rain. Why he was warning them by this? Because Moshe Rabbeinu knows to bring rains only in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the other Makot, probably they could pray to their Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah, it might help do something else b'derech ha-sitra ahara. But to bring rain, no Avodah Zarah, no one in the world could bring rain except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, he found the only thing to warn Am Yisrael, something that it's not in the hand of no one on earth. Not Malach, lo Saraf, lo Zeh, only in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he warned them, below yeh matar. So to bring rain, plain rain, no one has the power to it. To bring ברד ויש מתקחת בתוך הברד ובני אלגביש and all these things. That for sure. With this makah, or Rahim HaKadosh concludes here, with this makah, you're gonna have a proof that all the previous makot are coming from me. With this makah, all the magefotai, the previous six makot, they're gonna come into your heart. You're gonna understand. You're gonna digest them. You're gonna understand that all of them are coming from me. That's a beautiful pirush that Rahim HaKadosh tells us here. But I saw also in Hatam Sofer, he tells us here in Torah Moshe, דף כ"ו עמוד א', he says here, כי בפעם הזאת אני שולח את כל מגפותיי אל לבך, he's taking the פסוק to דרשה סטייל, he says, כתיב לקמן, כל המחלה אשר שמתי במצרים לא אשים עליך, כי אני אדוני רופאיך. What's כל המחלה ששמתי במצרים? He says, וכתיב also, it says later on, וברך את לחמך ואת מימך, והסיר אותי מחלה מקרבך. What kind of mahala the pasuk is referring to? Can kol mahala shesati b'Misraim, the sickness that I put on Misraim, not gonna become upon you? And also birachet lachmecha ve'et memecha ve'asiroti mahala mukorbecha. I'm not gonna bring sickness. What kind of sickness is referring to over here? Ela amru chachamin uzal b'masechet baba metzia kufzayin amud bet pegim al cholaim b'gimatria mahala teluim b'mara. וכולם פת של שחרית וכיתון של מים מבטלן. דהיינו, ברך את לחמך ואת מימך, דן ואסיר אותי מחלה מקרבך. He says, there are 83 types of sicknesses the person could get in the mara. What's the mara? I don't know exactly what this means in English. It's part of the inner parts of the body. So that's the mara. 83 different types of sicknesses. They're depending. They could come on that eber. V'chulam, if the person is careful about eating bread in the morning and a cup of water, if the person is makpid to eat pat shahrid, eat bread and a cup of water in the morning, he's gonna be saved from all these 83 different types of mahalot. That all of them depending on the mara, pat shahrid v'katon shalmayim batilan. So that's what the pasuk said. וברך את לחמך ואת מימך. Hashem is going to send ברכה with your bread and your water. Then automatically, there's no more mahala. What's mahala? I said mahala. What's the gematria of mahala? Mem is 40. Lamed is 30. That's 70. Het is 8. That's 78. Plus 5, the he, 83. I'm going to send ברכה with your bread and your water. Then you're going to be saved from the mahala. The 83, which is gematria mahala, different types of sicknesses that depending on the mara, all of them are going to be saved. אם כן, כל המחלה ששמתי במצרים, דהיינו פגים על חולאים, שלטו במצרים. He says here, that all these 83 different types of mahalot, they were in Mitzrayim. Why? Because now, after he brought the makot on them, they don't have water, the water turned into blood, and they don't have bread now. The Makat Barad destroyed the bread, destroyed all the tua in the field. That means now they have no water, they have no bread. You have no pat shahrit, there's no kiton shel mayim. That's gonna cause 83 mahalot on them. So he says here, shaltu b'misrayim kiva shenitkalkal mimehim. The river turned into blood, so ve'yibash hayor. בלא אחרו מים, מצרים שתות מים מן היור. So all became all the disgusting it became. They cannot drink the water. ובברד ובהרבה אין קלקל פתם ואינם. Now they have no more water, no more bread. וממילא שלטו בהם פגים על חולאים. Therefore, we said 83 different types of מחלות. How could they be avoided by eating bread and water? In Mitzrayim, after he brought this makat barad, or destroyed all the bread, before he already destroyed their water. Now he destroyed their bread. Now they don't have these two different kinds to save them from these 83 mahalot. Now kol mahala is going to come on them now. Memela shaltu bahem pekim al hulayim. Lachin amar lo asim alecha. ואמר כאן את כל מגפותיי, דהיינו פגים על חולאים, כי אין שורש בתיבת מגפותיי, רק פגים על. So the shortage of the word magifotai is pegimal. Pegimal is 83. That's here what the pasuk telling us here. Therefore, he told us here, the Hatam Sofer, that's what the pasuk told us here. Ani sholeach et kol magifotai lebecha. What's kol magifotai? All my makot is going to come here with makat barad. Why? Because makat barad is going to destroy the bread. No more bread, no more water. Therefore, that's going to cause another 83 problems, sicknesses that are going to come upon the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. That's therefore the Pasuk said, Kol Magifotai. And also another hint, I saw the Mefarshim bring it down, and Ani Shereyachat Kol Magifotai El Lebecha. What's El Lebecha? If you do the gematria of El Lebecha, you have Lamed, and Lamed is already 60, and Chaf is 20, that's 80, and Bet and Aleph, 83. So Rahat Kol Magifotai, how many Magifot they're gonna come because of the Barad? El Lebecha, Gematra El Lebecha 83. That means here, therefore the Pasuk calls it Lashon Rabbim, plural, even though it was one Makkah only, bringing only Makat Barad. But with this Makat Barad, now there's no more bread, there's no more Patshahrit, no more Kitnot Shelmaim, that's gonna cause another 83 sicknesses that potentially could come on the Mitzrayim. Let's hear what Hatan Sofer is telling us. And sure enough, after Moshe Rabbeinu, he warned Paro about all these things, that with this Makkah, he's going to realize that everything's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the previous Makkot. Sure enough, Paro, he did realize after here, and he told him, Adonai HaTzadik, V'ani V'ami Arshayim. Now, he knows about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before, last week, Parashah said, Mi Adonai HaShishma B'Kolo L'Shalach D'Israel, Lo Yada'ati Ita Adonai V'Gam Israel Lo HaShalayah. He didn't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, he did realize exactly what Torah Haim HaKadosh telling us here. Adonai Tzadik, he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows that he's Tzadik, but maybe Ami Arshaim. That's what he told him, he realized. There, sure enough, he called Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told him, Ha'atiru el Adonai, please pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pray to him. V'rab mihiyot kolot Elohim u'barad. V'ashalecha etchem v'lo tosifun la'amon. Just pray that no more. Kolot Elohim, there's no more all these loud voices, Kolot, and there's no Barad, and then I'm going to send you. That's here what Pasuk is telling us here. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he went outside, he didn't want to pray inside Mitzrayim. Omer kitziti et ha'ir, as she told us, abal betoch ha'ir lo atpalel, lefi she'etam me'le'agil lulim. So whenever I leave this city, then I'll pray. Then he went outside Moshe Rabbeinu, ויסי משה מעין פרעו את העיר, ויפרוס כפה ולאדוני, ויחדלו הקולות והברד, ומטר לא נותח ארצה. He prayed to הקדוש ברוך הוא, everything stopped. The problem, everything stopped, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed, everything stopped, but Chachaim, they took the words literally, and said everything stopped, everything froze. What does mean everything froze? Rashi quotes here the Gemara, ומטר לא נותח ארצה, what is the rain didn't even reach the ground? Moshe prayed, everything froze. What does mean? Lo gi'a arza. Ve'af otan she'ayu ba'avir, lo gi'u la'aretz. Even the barad that already was on its way to the earth, it froze in the air, it stayed in the air. Not only that it sounds like a simple understanding of the pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed, and v'chadelo kolot v'barad, u'matar don't achar, so it stopped raining. But Hachim, they took the pasuk exactly. U'matar don't achar, even the drops of rain and the barad that came out from the Shamayim to go down, it froze, it stayed on air. That's here, what basically Rashi, that is not his own pirush, is quoting the Gemara, Masechet Berachot. And we could explain this. I saw them, Farshim. They bring what does mean exactly. Everything that came, just everything froze. Because we have the famous story. The Gemara tells us here, Masechet Ta'anit. The Gemara says here, Masechet Ta'anit, Daf Kafhei Amud Alef. It brings here a lot of stories here. One of the stories, famous story, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. He was very poor, didn't have money, until one day his wife, a lot of miracles were happening to them, and she was embarrassed, she felt bad that everyone has money, they don't have money, until one day she approached her husband, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, she told him, listen, Everyone comes to you to pray for them, and you pray for them, and Hashem answered your prayers. Why don't you pray for yourself? You're very poor. Pray for yourself. Pray for us. Why not? We don't deserve it. Amrale, so what she told him, Amrale debitu adi matai nizil bin tsta'ir kulihai. Until when we're going to suffer, we don't have nothing to eat. Pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and let him do something. Amar la main abid, what do you want me to do? She told him, Be'ira hameh din tbulach mideh. Pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should give you something. The Gemara said, Ba'ara hameh, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'yatzta kemin pisat yad, Ve'ahbu leh had kar'a de petora de dahaba. The Gemara said, sort of hand, something looks like a hand came down from heaven and was holding a leg of a table made out of gold, all the hashub and the heavy and whatever, and they gave it to him. Said, that's, you prayed, that's what we gave you. That's what the Gemara tells us here. Hazai bihalma, that night, Rabbi Hanan ben Dusa's wife, she went to sleep and she had a dream that atidim at tzaddikim de akhli apatura de dahaba de eat let let karai ve ihu ukhla petura de tre karai. She saw that she saw in her dream that the tzaddikim in Gan Eden, they're going to be sitting down and each tzaddik is going to have a table that has three legs, at four legs. Normally table nowadays has four legs, but looks like it was a different shape. It has three legs. Probably the many round tables, they have three legs they put around them. So Bikitsur, that's what she saw. All the Sadiqim, they're sitting on a table that has three legs, and her husband, Rabbi Hanan ben Dusa, is sitting on a table that has two legs. How could it stand? It's shaking. It cannot stand. So, but for somehow, that's what she saw in the dream. So she didn't like the idea. So she asked, what's going on? She asked, what's going on? And they told her, listen, what do you want? Every person, every tzaddiki has a table with three legs. But you, since that we gave you one leg here on this world, so you left in Olam Haba with only two legs. She said, no. If that's the case, I don't want. So she woke up next day in the morning. And she told her husband, said, no, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want it. Take it back. Let's save it for Olam Haba. We don't want it here. So the Gemara said that Amrale, אמרה לה, ניחה לך דמיכל, אכלי כולי עלמה פטורה דמשלם ועננה פטורה דמחסר. So she told him, is it good that all the tzaddikim, they're going to be sitting in Olam Haba with the table that has three legs, and us, me and you, we're going to be sitting on the table that has two legs? For some, I don't know, for some reason, I don't know what she said, she's going to be with him. But I don't know exactly what goes up there, but whatever the case is, that the idea, we got the idea. And she told him, it's not fair. Why should we take our share in Olam Haba, take it here down in this world? So she said, what do you want from me? What do you want? What should I do? She told him, Be'ira hamedin shkelin humnach. Pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should take it back. We don't want it. Be'ira hamed v'shakluhu. He prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he took it back. The Gemara said, Tana, גדול היה הנס האחרון יותר מן הראשון. So the second miracle that happened, that they took back that leg, it was bigger than the first one. Why the gemire? דמיהב יהבה, משקל לשקלה. The Gemara said, we have a Kabbalah, מן השמיים, they always, if someone prays for something, they give him something. But they never take back something, they only take back nefashot. If someone is his time finished, they take back his neshama. But they don't take something that they gave him. Kemi pesatiyad, the Gemara said, sort of something looks like a hand came down. They gave him that leg. They took it back. Also, what? How they took it back? Obviously, same thing. A hand came down from heaven and took it back. So we never saw such a miracle. To give, we saw that Menashamayim they do give, but to take away, we never saw that they take away. Therefore. But since that the story was with Rabbi Hanan ben Dusa, it was big tzaddik, to him, for the zchuyot of Rabbi Hanan ben Dusa, they answered him also to take away from him. I saw here just as a side point, he brings down here the Hakam Avadia and Maor Israel on this Gemara. He said, Chaura, we did see a different place that Min HaShamayim, they did take away something. Whatever they gave them, they take it away. Where? יסי זייב דגמרה מסכת שבת דף בחית, דגמרה תל זה עשו בדר, לתבור עם ישראל סייד נעשה ונשמע, השם תולד דם דיוונה כספת התורה, סייד נעשה ונשמע. ראית הווה דגמרה סייד, מלאכי שרת, תקין על 600,000 מלאכי שרת, and they put on each Jew 2 crowns. And later on, when they did Avona again, 120,000, 1,200,000 Malachim, they came down and they took them away. You see that they took them away. So what do you want? How can the Gemara said, Mihab Yahbe, Mishkal lo shakle? They did. They are Mishkal shakle. They did take it away. He said, יש לומר, כיוון שלא נטלום למעלה, אלא כולם זכה בהם משה ונטלם. שנאמר, ומשה ייקח את האוהל. אז להווה בכלל משקל שקלה. He said, over there, they didn't take it back to שמיים. Really, we have a rule. They do give in the שמיים, but they do not take back. It says over there, ירדו 1 million כפליים, 1,200,000 malachim, they came down, they took back the crown, said, no, they didn't take it back. They take it away from Israel, they transferred it to Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't take it back up there. That's what it says here. The Pasuk said, Moshe, kach et ha'ohel. What's ha'ohel? That's behelo alei roshi, like the Pasuk said in Iyob. So that's all the Moshe, kach et ha'ohel. That's the hila. From here, Moshe Rabbeinu, his face was shining. That's the Urat Hakim Talas. Veshub ra'ayti shekin katab gamar b'chaim palaji b'sefer Ayinei Kol Chai. That he says here, said that Pirush, he was mechaven to the Pirush, that the same Pirush, Rabbi Chaim Palaji said the same thing. That's here what Hakam Abadi Talas, Asir Maor Israel. I saw the Ben Ishchai in Rabbi Alim, Ben Yehoyada, what Rabbi Alim. And Ben Yehoyada here on this Gemara, he says here, Nira li b'si'atad shmeya, hadinat nulo hadkar adida haba velo dabar acher. Why, when Rabbi Hanan Nusai prayed, they gave him that leg? Why they didn't give him something else? They should have given him simple golden coins. And he go sell the coins and buy with them food, whatever he needs. Why the dafka, that leg they gave him? He says, you know what? It was all in Mechavana. כדי שאחר כך תראה אשתו מראה החלום בשולחן ותשתכך דעתה שתסבול העוני ברצונה הטוב. Everything's planned. They gave him that leg, so his wife is going to see that he's missing that leg in Olam Haba. Then she's going to ask him, please pray that she take it back. Even though if they're going to take it back, you don't have food now. And she said, would rather suffer over here. To get the reward in Olam Haba. ועוד נראה לי בסייעתה שמיעה, על פי מה שאמרו חזל בשער מאמרי חזל דף י' ג' בסוד קו חרובים של רבי חנן מדוסה, שזה הדוחק והעוני שהיה לו הוא בעבור סיבה. שקודם זה בביאה ראשונה שבא לעולם הזה לא זכה לבנים, הוא בא לתקן דבר זה עתה. ושם מפורש הדבר היטב בקיצור עין שם. ובזה הוא בא למציאת שמיעה שפיר הטעם שנתנו לו קרעת דידה הבא לרמוז לו, שאל יתרעם על דוחק הפרנסה שהיה לו, כי דבר זה נעשה לו מסיבת היעדר הבנים בגלגול הקודם. ובנים מכונים בשם קרעה, כמו שכתוב, ברא קרעה דאבוהי. יעשה זה in the previous גלגול, what he quotes here, the Sha'ar Ma'amre Hazal, he quotes Rabbeinu Arizal. He says, in previous Gilgul of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, he did not have boys. He didn't have boys. So that means he didn't finish his tikkun in this world. Therefore, he came back again with Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa here at this Gilgul. And here he said, sure enough, he did have boys. How? Because he said, "Vehne bevaday begelgul ze zachal lebanim." Deita b'seder adorot b'shem Yochasin, Rabbi Hanina bar Hama haya ben beno shel Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Hanina bar Hama was the grandson of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. It means you see, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa did have children. So the ben beno shel Rabbi Hanina, not ben bito, ben beno, he did have children. Since that the children. They are called, the Gemara kids, Gemara calls the children like the foot of their father, Berakir Adi Abu. Therefore, here they gave him that foot to tell him, to teach him that the reason why he's suffering here now in this Gilgul, because the only reason he came to this world in this Gilgul, only to fix whatever he missed in the previous Gilgul. Therefore, they gave him that leg. Let's see what Ben Ishchai tells us. But anyways, you see from here that Min HaShamayim, they do give, but they never take back. If that's the case, come back here תאור מכת ברד, סז היר, ומשה רבנו יפרד, ויחדלו קולות ויברד, ומטר לא נותח ארסה. And Rashi tells us everything froze. Why? Because the hail and the barad and the fire that was supposed to come down, left Shamayim, it was on the way to earth, they're not going to take it back. Ben Shamayim, mehabi habi, mishkal, la shakle. So what happened? Everything froze, stayed over there. What happened with it over there? Pachim tell us, what is the, it didn't just stay over there, it stayed over there only for that moment, but later on, we see that did come down. Like you see the Gemara, Masechet Brachot, the Gemara that Rashi quote before, you have the Gemara in Brachot, Daf Nun Dalet, Amud Bet, the Gemara tells us here, my Abnei El Gabish, said Abnei El Gabish, we see at the time of Melchemet Yehoshua, when he was fighting against the seven nations in Eretz Israel, with the Emori, it says here that Hashem was pouring on them Abnei El Gabish. What's Abnei El Gabish? My Abnei El Gabish, the Gemara ask here, Tana, Abanim she'amdu al Gabish ve'yardu al Gabish. So those are the rocks that they froze because of the person who's tzaddik and called Ish, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, and now they came down in the zechut of someone else who's also tzaddik, is called Ish, which is Yehoshua ben Nun. Amdu al Gabish ze Moshe dechti ve'ish Moshe anav meod. וכתיב, ויחדלו הקולות והברד, ומטר לא נותח ארצה. לפרוז, אנשמיים, וירדו על גב איש, זה יהושע. זה כתיב, כחליכת יהושע בן נון, איש אשר רוח בו. He's also called איש. וכתיב, והיא בנוסם פני בני ישראל, הם במורד בית חורון, והשם השליך עליהם אבנים גדולות. What kind of אבנים? Where they got this אבנים? That's the אבנים that froze at the time of Moshe. That's what Rashi told us here clearly. And the Gemara, הבנים שעמדו על גביש, רשי סייד שעמדו באוויר, שנאמר ומטר לא נתח ארצה, לא הגיע לארץ, אלא עמדו באוויר. That's what he said, רשי, they froze in שמיים, until later on, at the time of need, at the time when Yehoshua was fighting the war, that they came down over there. That's what happened at the time of the מלחמה of Yehoshua בן נון. But later on, same Abanim, they came down again. See here the Midrash Rabbah tell us in this week's Parasha, Parasha Yud Bet Siman Zayin, ויצא משה מעין פרעה את העיר, and he prayed to הקדוש ברוך הוא, ויחדלו הקולות וברד, ומטר לא נותח ארסה. The Midrash says here, תלען ברפיון. They were hanging in the air. ואם אתה ירדו במי יהושע על האמוריים, שנאמר, והיא בנוסם בני ישראל, והשם השליך עליהם אבנים גדולות מן השמיים וכו'. והשאר, and the rest of the rocks, the rest of the אבנים, the rest of the ברד, עתידים לרדת במי גוג ומגוג. At the time of the Mashiach, when מלך המשיח, before מלך המשיח is going to come, that they're going to have מלחמת גוג ומגוג, then that same ברד going to come down to destroy the רשעים over there. That's basically also what the Midrash also told us here before in Siman Bet. He said, "Hineni mamtir ka'et mahar barad kabed me'od." That's what he says here. And after that, he told him, "Asher kamuhu, shelo haya kamuhu ba'olam. Asher lo haya kamuhu b'Misraim." The pasuk said, "Lomar lecha shelo haya kamuhu ba'olam velo b'Misraim," because when the pasuk said, "Asher lo haya kamuhu," there was never like this before. Where? All over the world. Then he continued, said, "Bimisraim, not over the world, not in Misraim." Said, "Asher lo haya kamuhu, kilomar leshe'abar lo haya kamuhu, abal atid lihiyot lehaba, imatai bimei gog umagog." Hada dot khtib, "Asher hasakhti le'itzar liyom kirab umalhama." וכן הוא אומר, "וגשם שוטף הבני אל גביש, אמתיר עליו ועל אגפיו ועל עמים רבים אשר אתו." So that's here what's going to be la'atid labo. So you see that these abanim and this barad is going to come down later on, even though they froze in Shamayim. They didn't go back to Shamayim. Why? Because in Shamayim they give, they never take back. But eventually Am Yisrael, they're going to need it. So that's what happened. Some of them, they came down at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. And the rest, eventually they're going to come down at Melchemet Gog Umagog. That's also what the Zohar HaKadosh also tells us in Parashat Beshalach. Same idea. So if that's the case, you see that Makat Barad, it wasn't only Makkah for Mitzrayim, because the same Barad that was supposed to go down, the Gemara said, "Umatar lo notach arsa." They froze, they stayed on the air. So and they came down at the time of Yoshua ben Nun. They are going to go down again at the time of Melchemet Gog Magog. So you see, by Makat Barad, that's the Makkah that wasn't only on Mitzrayim. The rest of this Makkah, it was at the time of Yoshua ben Nun. The rest of this Makkah is going to be by Melchemet Gog Magog. So it wasn't Makkah only for Mitzrayim. Therefore, the pasuk calls it Magifutai in plural. Why is it called Magifotai in plural? Because it's not only for Mitzrayim. For Mitzrayim, for the Shaba'a Amamim, for Melchemet Gog Magog, all of them, they're going to get from that same Makkah. That's here what Hakim tell us. And furthermore, we see later on, by Matan Torah, the Pasuk says at the end of Matan Torah, V'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot ve'et ha'lapidim ve'et kol ha'shofar ve'et ha'ra'ashin.
Said all the people, they were
visualizing the voices. How could you see the voice? I said Pirushim, maybe it's not our parashan now. Roim et hakolot ve'et ha'lapidim v'kolei v'kolei. That's what the pasuk said. Ve'yara'am ve'yano'u. People, they got scared. That's Kadosh Baruch Hu coming down. Mi lo yira'acha melech hakavod. Everyone was scared. That's what happened. For some reason, we have here the Rashbam. He says, "V'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot." All the nation of Am Israel, they were seeing the voices. What voice? What the pasuk referring to? Obviously, the voice of Anochi Hashem Elokecha lo yelecha. For some reason, the Rashbam here says, "V'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot." Which kolot? Habarad v'ha'abanim. Dichtim. והיא קולות אלוהים וברד, ויש מתקחת בתוך הברד. He quote our parasha. פרשים, they said, what's going on here? Who said the pasuk over there referring to the קולות of the ברד and the מטר and the אבנים that is written by מכת ברד? What's the connection over here? וכל העם רואים את הקולות, they are seeing these קולות? What happened over here? I saw the explain based on the בעל התורים. He tells us here, on the pasuk, ויאמר אליו משה כסיתי את העיר, when פרעה, he called Moshe to pray for him by מכת ברד, he told him, when I'm going to leave the town, I'll pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא. אפרוס את כפי אל אדוני, הקולות יחדלון, והברד לא יהיה עוד. למה תדע כי לאדוני הארץ? I'm going to pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא, no more voices, no more ברד. פעל התורים, בדרד, said, doesn't say, by the קולות לא יהיה עוד. They're not going to be. They're not going to be. Says about the barad is not going to be, but the kolot said yichdalun, we're gonna stop. Says here the Baal HaTurim, the kolot yichdalun, the barad lo yiyud. But lo amar ala kolot shlo yiyu, ki beemet yiyu b'mantan Torah. So you see that there is somehow connection between these kolot. These kolot are gonna continue by Matan Torah. That's here what Baal HaTurim is telling us, and therefore since that here the pasuk is telling us the kolot. Only they're going to stop. It doesn't say they're not going to be in the future. They are going to be. When? By Matan Torah. Oh, if that's the case, it tells us here the Rashbam, V'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot. Now they heard the kolot. Which kolot? They know that's a kolot of Makat Barad. So now Am Israel, they got scared. With this kolot, back then by Makat Barad, there was Barad and Abanim and Gofrit. Therefore they got scared. Therefore the pasuk tells us here, ויראם וינועו ויעמדו מרחוק. They got scared. That's here what Mfarshim tell us. That's the Anyan over here. But I saw also in the Hatam Sofer, he tells us also in this week's parasha, he brings down here in the Hatam Sofer, Daf Mem Bet Amud Bet, it said, נטה את ידיך על השמיים. It says here by Makat Barad, Netayet Yadecha ala Shamayim. What did Rashi say, Netayet Yadecha ala Shamayim? Rashi says here, ala Shamayim, Letzad HaShamayim. Umidrash Agada, Hegbiho HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe LeMa'ala Min HaShamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he took Moshe Rabbeinu up higher to the Shamayim, and he told him, put your hand down to the Shamayim, let the Barad come down to Parah. that means the Kadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu to also symbolize Anyan of Matan Torah. What happened by Matan Torah? He called Brakim also by Matan Torah. Same idea by Makat Barad. And Kadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu Lema'ala B'Shamayim. That's exactly what happened by Matan Torah. Moshe Ala Elha Elohim by Matan Torah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling him. So that's here. Kadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu up to the Shamayim. So he says here, by says Ahatam Sofer again here in Mem Bet Amud Bet, Netayet Yadecha Ala Shamayim. Put your hand down to the Shamayim. It means Moshe was higher. Bechen Ketib Bachoshech. Upirash Hashi, Sheikbiyo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu Lema'ala Min Hashamayim. Binrali, Sheze Remez Leyom Matan Torah. That was the hand for Matan Torah. Ki hageshem asher netan ben shamayim la'aretz nishar legeshem nedabot beyom Matan Torah. He says, we saw that the kolot, they stopped ve'ahdiru kolot ve'abarad u'matar lo ntach arza. We said, the kolot, they stopped the frozen shamayim, but they came down later on when? By Matan Torah. The barad froze the shamayim, and but came down later on when? By Melchemet Yehoshua ben Nun and seven nations, and later on, La'atid Labo, by Melchemet Gog and Magog. What happened to the Matar? Be'ahdilu kolot be'barad, u'matar lo ntach arsa. He told me what happened with the kolot. He told me what happened with the barad. What happened to the Matar? He says here, Geshem, ki ha'geshem asher netan ben shamayim la'aris, it froze also in shamayim, it was also temporary, it came down later on. When? נשאר לגשם נדבות ביום מתן תורה. Like what Hachim tell us, מסכת שבת פחית עמוד ב', the Gemara says over there, that when הקדוש ברוך הוא, he came down to give us the Torah to עם ישראל, he says, אנוכי השם אלוקיך, and עם ישראל, right away, פרחן שמתן, they died. That's the פסוק, שיר שירים said, נפשי יצאה בדברו. At the moment, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he opened up his mouth, and he told us, אנוכי השם אלוקיך, עם ישראל, they couldn't, They couldn't stand with the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they died. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to give the Torah to people that are dead. Therefore, he brought Tal She'atid La'chayot Bo'tem Metim Ve'yichya Otem. He brought them back to Tchiyat Metim, then he gave them the Torah again. So you see, that Geshem that stopped at the time of the Baran, it came down later on, when it came down, legeshem nedabot, ביום מתן תורה, כמו שאמרו חכמים בשבת פחית. והבני ברד נעשו מהם הבני אל גביש, like what you just read from the Midrash. וכן בחושך, with the ברד, there was also חושך, said the חושך, eventually later on, היה אור ממושבותם, מאור מתן תורה. ועל כן הגביהו למשה רבנו למעלה, להגביהו למשה רבנו לבעלה מן השמיים, to teach על העניין of מתן תורה, משה עלה לאלוהים. ולהיות התראת הברד בשפט, so you continue to hear something else. And that's here what the Hatan Sofer is telling us, that all what the Kadosh Baruch Hu did, it was מכת ברד, באי קולות, וברד, ומטר, all of them, when משה רבנו prayed to הקדוש ברוך הוא, they stopped the frozen שמיים. They didn't go back to שמיים, because we said בשמיים משקל, therefore they froze, but all of them they froze temporarily. The matar, we said, it came down again later on by Matan Torah, and the barad came down later on by Abnei El Gabish on Melchemet Yehoshua ben Nun, and La'atid Labo also by Melchemet Gog Magog, and the kolot came down again by Matan Torah, and therefore הקדוש ברוך הוא here, he took משה רבנו למעלה בשמיים, teach us that therefore you see from here את מכת ברד, it's also compared, כל מגפותי לביך, compared like a lot of things, because it's not only מכת ברד, it's also coming to symbolize מתן תורה, let's hear what חכים tell us, that's the עניין, until הקדוש ברוך הוא, he proved it to פרעו, he told him with this מכה, like אורח חיים הקדוש said, that's going to prove it to you, that כי אני שולח את כל מגפותי לביך, now all my previous magot, you're going to know that I send them to you, you're going to digest them, you're going to understand them, that all of them, they came from me. That's what happened at the end. Parao, he did admit that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He did admit that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one who bringing all the makot. But then later on, Kadosh Baruch Hu strengthened his heart again. Why? Because you have three more makot to bring upon him. Until at the end, we said from the Midrash, Kadosh Baruch Hu is warning him, let's see what you could do to prevent the Makkah from coming. No one could
to stop the Makkah. That's the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until at the end, Parao, he had no choice. He had to send Am Israel. Said the Gemara tells us that Parao, he did get punished because he didn't let Ben Israel go. And at the end, he did pay Am Israel, the left Mitzrayim, the empty out all Mitzrayim. And Ben Israel, they left. That's what happened. Laka, Vishalem, Vishalayah. That's what happened to Parao. Why? Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now he came to take Am Israel out of Mitzrayim. Hashem told, promised Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them that he's going to take them. Va'omar a'ale etchem me'onim Mitzrayim, el eres toba urhaba, el eres zabat halavut bash. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Moshe Rabbeinu. May Hashem, our prayer, we should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should also take us out of the Galut. And send us, Be'ezer Hashem, to Eretz Yisrael, B'nyan Beit HaMikdash, Mashiach Hizkenu, Rabbi Aminu, Amen Be'amen. Rabbi Hananah Menachshe Omer, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zekut Yisrael, Lefichach, Rabbi Rahim Tonon, Zvot Shneimar.